Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 19th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Shor, Shenogah Chasapara. The ox, and we're talking about a tam here, who gored a cow, a pregnant cow. Menimtzu Ubara B'tzida. And the baby, there was a baby now found next to the cow, dead. And the Edim, the witnesses saw, they saw the ox goring the pregnant cow. But afterwards, they found the cow dead with the baby next to it. Be'en yodua, and it is not known. Imad shelo nokha yolda. If the baby was born before the negicha, before the goring take place, which means that the owner of the ox that caused the damage is not chayiv for damages for the child. Or imishin agocha yolda. Or do we say that it gave birth after the goring take place, and as a result of the goring, she miscarried her child, the cow miscarried her baby cow, her calf, and now the owner of the ox is chayev, not just for the mother, but for the child. In such a case, says the Mishnah, Meshalim chatzi nezek lapara, urevia nezek lavlot. The owner of the ox, the owner of the shor that caused the damage, will have to pay from the body of the ox, because it's a tam, remember, so you can only claim, the victim can only claim to the maximum of the value of the ox that caused the damage, chatzi nezek lapara, half the damages that were caused to the cow, like a case of a tam, a cat tam pays chatzi nezek, but for the child, the baby that's dead, and we don't know was that caused by the ox or not, revia nezek lapara, a quarter of the damages for the child can be claimed from the ox, no more than a quarter. Why? Because since there's a suffix, there's a doubt, if the child died because of the negicha, because of the goring of the ox, there or not. So therefore we say, chai for half. What's half of a half? A quarter. We divide the chatzi nezek of the child into two, and we say the owner of the ox only pays a quarter of the damage for the child, for the blood. Now, is the halacha like this? No, the halacha is not like this Mishnah, because in fact, this Mishnah follows the opinion of Sumchus. Sumchus holds that momen hamutl b'sofik holkim, if you have money, that is, there's a question of how much to pay, whether to pay or not, we divide it, we halve it. So, that's the way we do it. Here, there's a sofik if you should pay for the child's damage, child to the calf, or not. So, if he would have to pay, it would be half damage anyway, because it's a tam. So half of a half is a quarter. However, as we said, the halacha is not like Sumchas. The halacha is like the Chachamim, who doesn't hold like this Mishnah, who holds that in all cases, the overarching rule is Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Haraya, the one who wants to extract payment from the other, or exact payment from the other, must bring a proof. And until the victim can bring a proof that it was as a result of the goring that the baby fell out and was lost, until he can bring that proof, the owner of the ox is exempt. And this is even if the nizik, even if it was claiming, I'm sure that it was because of your ox that it did the damage, and that my cow's calf died. And the owner of the ox says, I don't know, I'm not sure. It might have happened before. The birth might have taken place before the goring. It has nothing to do with my ox. Even in the case of Bori and Shema, in other words, where one party is sure and one party is not sure, we still say, Hamoitz Mechavrol Baraya, that the Nizek has to prove beyond doubt that it was really caused by the ox. And until he does so, he doesn't get paid anything. That's the halacha like the Chachamim. Not like our Mishnah. V'chein parash enokhes asher v'nimtzav lado b'tzida. Similarly, a cow that gored an ox, the other way around. And now there's a child, there's a vlad, a baby, next to it. And the child's alive. The baby cow is alive, the calf. V'ein yodua, and it is not known, imad shalo nokhe yolda. Did the mother give birth before she was she did the goring of the ox, and she wasn't pregnant? In other words, she wasn't pregnant at the time of the nekicha, and therefore, they can't collect the chatzi nezek from anything but the guf of the parah bilvad. You can only connect it from the body of the cow, but not from the guf of the vlad. Is that what happened? Or im mishenokri yolda. Or did it happen while she beberes at the time of the negicha, and we collect half chatzin nezek, half the nezek from the cow and from the blood, because the blood, the child, the calf, was part of the guf of the cow. So what do we do in such a case? Once again, meshalim chatzin nezek min haporah. He pays half the nezek from the cow, or revia nezek min havlad, and a quarter of the damages from the blood. For the same reason. Why? Because when it comes to the cow, we know for sure she caused the damage to the ox, so you can collect chatzin nezek from the cow's value. But as far as the vlad is concerned, we don't know if the vlad, if the calf was responsible for the damage, was it still in the mother's womb, and therefore part of the animal, and part of the animal that caused the damage, or not? Once again, this is according to the Sumchus, but not according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim would hold Hametz Mechor Olav Araya, and only if we are sure that the mother was pregnant at the time of the Negicha, only then do we say that we can collect from the blood from the child as well the Chatzin Ezek, the half the damages from the child as well as from the cow. Mishnah Beis. Hakador, a potter who makes earthenware pots. Sheichnis kederos of lechatzah balabayis shelo bishus, who brought his pots to the yard of a person, a private person, without permission. Just brought his pots there. Vishibraton behemto shel balabayis, and the animal of that person, of that house owner, shattered the earthenware pottery. Potter, the house holder is exempt from paying anything, because he can say to the potter, who gave you permission to bring your pots into my chotzer without permission? Who gave you permission to do that? Bim huskoban, and on the contrary, if the animal got damaged or harmed by the pots, balak deres chayv, the owner of the pots will be chayv to pay damages to the householder. Vim hichnis b'shus, what happens if the potter brought his pots into the householder's yard or property with permission? He said, sure, bring your pots into my yard. Bal chotzer chayev, then the owner of the chotzer will be chayev, the household will be chayev for any damages that occur to the pots if his animal breaks them. Because if he gives permission to the potter to bring his pots into the yard, then he probably also accepted responsibility that they won't be harmed by his animals or his things there. And the same thing will apply, that if his animal got harmed by these pots, the owner of the pots will be potter, because it's up to the householder to take care of his animals, take care of his property. They shouldn't be damaged or cause damage. Similarly, continues the Mishnah in the second case, Hichnis peiroisov lachatzav alabayis shulabishus. If a person brought his fruits into the yard of a householder without permission, vachalason behemte shel balabayis, and the animal of the balabayis, the animal of the householder, ate them. Potter, the householder is exempt from paying anything. He can say once again, who asked you to bring your fruits without permission? Who gave you permission? And on the contrary, vimhuzgabahan, and if the animal of the householder got harmed by slipping on the fruit, balaperes chayv, the owner of the fruits is chayv. He brought his fruits without permission, and now the animal slipped on them and got injured. What would happen, however, if it wasn't a question of the animal slipping on them, but the animal had a nice big feed on the fruits of the person? What would then be? So the halacha is, the Gemara brings down, that if it was not a question of slipping on the fruit, but the animal started to eat the fruit, and ate so much, and ate until it died, gorged itself on the fruits, then the owner of the fruits is exempt. Because he can say, look, your animal kept on eating the fruits, and it brought upon itself its own self-harm. I can't be responsible for that. The balabais, the owner of the householder, surely had to watch his animal, at least that she shouldn't overeat. So that's if he brought the fruits without permission. Vim hichnis birshus, but if the person brought his fruits into the property of someone's property with permission, and the animal ate the fruits, balechotzer chayiv, the owner of the yard will be chayiv to pay. Why? For the same reason, by saying that I'm giving you permission to bring your fruits into my property, it's almost equivalent to saying, and I'll take care that my property, my animals won't eat it. And if he doesn't, then he would be chayiv to pay. Now, the way we've learnt this Mishnah, we're going to see that in the coming Mishnah, that Rabbi Yudanossi argues with this whole Mishnah. And he will hold that even if the person brought the fruits or his animal or his pots with permission, the owner of the chotzer will not be chayiv for any damages of the pots or any damages to the fruits that are eaten up by the animal, unless the householder explicitly accepts responsibility to guard them. Now, this is very different to what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says there it's assumed that he takes responsibility. Rabbi says no. Rabbi will say, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, that he has to explicitly take responsibility, and until he does that, then he won't be chayv. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi, not like our Mishnah. Now, why do we need to have two cases, one for the fruits and one for the pots, the kederos and the fruits? The Tosfos explains the reason is to tell us that not only with the pottery do we say that if he brought them with permission, the owner of the chotz is chayiv. And why is he chayiv? Because pottery and earthenware pottery is quite fragile, so it makes sense to say that we assume the householder took responsibility for them, that they won't get damaged. But also with fruits, we say that even with fruits, we say that if the person had permission from the householder to bring, for the other fellow to bring his fruits into the chotzer, we say even then the baal chotzer is chayiv. If something happens to them, if and he's responsible for his animal, for example, eats them.